Okay, forgive me. I'm calling you back. I'm David, David Zofeld, Zohfeld. Please go back and correct some of these. Allergies, codeine and aspirin. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. And one sister had stroke and cancer, and they both smoked very heavily, both mom and dad. Under social, I put down he's never worked, never been married, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink because of his cerebral palsy. He's been disabled most of his life. He's gained a lot of weight, which actually contributing to his COPD and sleep apnea. Immunization, put down last set of immunization was over a year ago. He's due for COVID and flu shot now. Then put down he requires physical therapy on a regular basis. If not, he will go backward, in quotation, and not be able to use his rollator, even though now he's using it very little. Because of pseudo seizures and contractures that come and go in the upper extremity especially. Then also put down, as far as the cellulitis of the lower extremity is concerned, he's currently taking Keflex. Let's make a medication list. Verapamil ER 180 once a day, lisinopril 10 mg a day, D3 1 tablet a day, Symbicort 2 puffs QID, Keflex 500 QID, Lexapro 10 mg a day, Dilantin 100 mg TID, Prilosec 40 mg a day, Lipitor 40 mg a day. And then under assessment, put down lower extremity edema, present most likely multiple reasons, including his sleep apnea. I do not know about his thyroid status. And then somewhere in there, put down patient is bed/chair bound because of his worsening spasticity, increased weight, debility, weakness. And again, he requires adult diet, requires help of others to live his life, and does wear a diaper. Okay, so that's, date of birth on him is 2/7/65. So today is the 17th, and his date of birth is 2/7/65. So he's, there were a couple of blanks in there, 60-year-old man. I just said leave it blank because I didn't have his date of birth. So it's 60. Okay, I'm going to dictate his sister. Thank you so much.